Are you tired, frustrated, and feel stuck? Are you a high-performing business professional, entrepreneur, and you are not getting the results you desire, or you hit a ceiling? Have you been around the block and tried many modalities? You are in the right place. The answer, my friend, is in the little-known Brain-Soul Connection. Welcome to the Brain-Soul Success Show, where we learn, explore, and create your dream life. Your host, Louise Swartzwalter, created a five-part mind-body-soul methodology that clears the subconscious blocks to success. You are a soul with a body, not a body with a soul. The seed of all you need is already within you. From engaging transformational interviews, brain-soul success stories, and secrets shared by health, wellness, and spiritual experts, you will reconnect, revitalize, and transform your powerful life. It's time for you.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Brain Soul Success Show. This is a solo podcast. I've been thinking about all of you and want to just update you and also welcome you into the springtime, right? I was out in my garden this weekend and I was really thinking about what that means in terms of your own personal growth, as well as what it's like to plant and cultivate a garden. So just like tending to a garden, your personal growth requires time, dedication, and patience. You know, so I'm going to just kind of draw two parallels here to really inspire you and also give you the eight steps to really growing your garden and, again, growing yourself at the same time. So the first step is preparation, right? Just like when we prepare a garden, we're planting the seeds, we're getting the soil ready. So, you know, you're clearing out all the old weeds, you're creating a fertile soil and ground to really grow in. And it's the same thing with our own personal growth. We have to declutter the mind. We've got to let go of old limiting beliefs. And I call it clearing the brain soul like blocks. The blocks, the old ancestral patterns, the pattern of abandonment, rejection, whatever it is, so that you can clear that out and be what I call 100% your soul's truth. Be more you. So that first step is preparation, right? And the brain soul system really allows you the space and the opportunity to learn the tools to be able to release that old stuff and then rewire your brain for success and your whole entire energetic field. So that's the first step. The second step is planting seeds of intention. So selecting the right seeds to plant also in different spots in your garden is going to matter. And it's the same with, again, your own personal growth. So we choose seeds that align, again, with your values, your passions, your aspirations. So you want to be planting those seeds that value, that you value, that are about you, not about somebody you see in social media, right? This is about your journey. And each one of those seeds, right, holds like this potential to really blossom. You know, I had a teacher who said to us, if you're not using your gifts in the world, you're dishonoring God or the divine, you know, whatever you believe. So what is your gift? Let's find that, especially if you're in transition. So many people are in transition right now. And you're like redeveloping yourself. You are creating a new path, almost like opening a new chapter in a book. It's such an exciting time. So that's planting seeds of intention. The third step, of course, is nurturing your garden, right? You want to water those seeds. You want to give them love and attention, you know, feed them some nutrients. It's the same thing on our journey. We have to feed your mind with the knowledge and surround yourself with the supportive people that are going to honor your gift and your intentions, right? And help you get there. So hanging out with the right people is part of nurturing, right? And also nurturing yourself. So the self-care, Okay, getting to bed on time, taking your supplements, eating healthy foods, just like you would give your garden. So all of the nurturing things that you can do. And one of the biggest things that I think of that is not talked about enough is your own self-talk. What you tell yourself matters. You know, if you're beating yourself up all the time, you're not going to create your dream life. So it's managing that. And yet it's more than mindset. So I found that just talking about it is great, but we have to, again, clear the old patterns that are keeping you stuck and feeling not good enough, worthless, whatever it is, whatever those old patterns are that are either, again, something from your own childhood or something from an ancestral line that's stuck in your DNA and isn't allowing you to be, you know, you, 100% you. So nurturing with all those great self-help tools, right? Anything that you can do to nurture yourself and as well as your self-talk. Important piece. The fourth piece, of course, is embracing patience. So a garden doesn't flourish overnight, and neither does your personal growth. Both require patience and trust in the process. Oftentimes when I'm working with people, we actually have to clear the deeper layers of untrusting. Right? Getting back your trust and your faith instead of staying in fear and worry. And worry and fear could totally be great-great-grandma's, great-great-grandpa's old pattern that's in your energy field. It's playing a little song and you are now manifesting that instead of what you want. Okay? So we have to again, clear that. That's part of preparation. But the patience piece, be gentle with yourself during setbacks. You're going to have, you know, good days, bad days, amazing opportunities, but it isn't all just sort of uphill. When we lived in Taos, when my kids were younger, we would climb this mountain. We called it Success Mountain. And when we got to the top, there were all these beautiful aspen trees, and those leaves were golden, and they would shimmer in the sunshine. And we got to play in all these leaves. But Success Mountain sort of was kind of a difficult, rocky kind of climb up, you know? And so when we got to the top, you really felt like we accomplished something, you know? And then we got to play in the leaves. That was our reward. So reward yourself too along the way. Celebrate your wins. You know, pat yourself on the back when you did something awesome. That's your good self-talk. And that will help you embrace patience. And really take, you know, take this as a journey, right? Personal growth is a journey. You're not going to arrive tomorrow and stay there. You're always going to be growing. It's such an amazing, you know, journey. So embrace that journey because it takes time. So be patient with yourself. Number five is consistent effort. So, right, a thriving garden demands consistent effort. You've got to water it. You've got to weed it. You got to give it some love. Well, it's the same thing with your own personal growth, right? It necessitates the daily commitment. You want to cultivate healthy habits, practice brain soul success, and do them daily. Alexa, stop. Every once in a while, she talks to me. Like Norma calls these three brain soul hacks that I teach her beauty routine and does them daily. And I'll talk a little bit more about that in a minute because you have an opportunity to learn those if you don't know what those are. And the sixth step is adaptation. You know, gardens are like individuals. They're going to face challenging seasons, unexpected challenges, you know, a frost, a freeze, a drought. We learn from nature's resilience and adaptability, right? We embrace life's individual changes and those opportunities as an opportunity for you to grow and to transform. And again, it's about using the right tools. You're not going to use a hammer in your garden. You know, you're going to use a shovel. So if you don't have the right tools to really accomplish the mission and the goal, it isn't going to work. And so that's what we've created with the brain soul hacks and the brain system. It's like the right tool at the right time will clear your energy and allow you to lift up and move forward and have those results that you want. So adaptation, you've got to be able to adapt, right? Just like your garden does. So that resilience, that adaptation. The seventh step is celebration. And when you see those garden blooms, those flowers bloom, your vegetables bloom, you know, your personal growth flourishes too, and you want to celebrate your work. So you celebrate your garden, you celebrate yourself. State your wins out loud, you know, write them in your journal. Share that with a friend, your accomplishments. You know, be excited for yourself. Absolutely. Celebration is a huge part of the puzzle here. And the other thing with celebration that I think about is healing can be fun. When I've had the most fun, whether it was in my office or on Zoom, is when the biggest healings have taken place. It's playful, right? I still remember this woman, she had a broken toe. And we were playing in my office. I had her hooked up to biofeedback, and we were playing with tuning forks. And I had these tuning forks that had to do with all the chakras. And I took the throat chakra one, I don't know why, and I put that on her toe. And we were literally just playing. And the next day she called me and she goes, you know, you fixed my toe. And I said, what did I do? I didn't remember what I did. We were playing, you know, so healing is playful and you want to celebrate that play. And the eighth step is to remember, just as a garden is constant work in progress, so too is your personal growth. And actually enjoy, get to enjoy the journey. So appreciate those small little gifts and wins, and then be open to the beautiful surprises along the way. You know, again, as they unfold, celebrate. So my garden surprise this year was my snapdragons were spreading all over. Like they're like popping up in different places. It must have been the wind blowing the seeds. So there's going to be those surprises along the way for you too. Some big opportunity is going to come in and you're going to get to grab it. And I encourage you to follow your intuition and trust it. I found that that was the biggest gift that I learned in the very beginning of even starting my businesses. I've had a couple businesses now. Years ago, I started to see that people who came back, their intuition was heightened. And they trusted it more. So whatever's in the way of your trust or your faith, let's clear that out and allow you to really be, again, 100% your soul's truth. So I love my angelic garden. Okay, it's my little happy place. Whether you're a gardener or not, I hope this analogy definitely helps you on your journey of personal growth. And we're here for you too. So please do reach out. Again, I encourage you to rate and subscribe and review. Share this with a friend. And I would love to hear your story of personal growth and what you're doing in your life right now. I love, love, love connection. And connection is the word that I chose for 2024. And it has already been a year of amazing connections. So I love you all so much. And again, I want to thank you for being here and listening to our podcast. Again, I love connection. So please do let us know how you're doing. Awesome. Have a great day, everyone. And I invite you to stay close. So our next upcoming event is our masterclass, The Three Brain Soul Hacks for Abundance, coming up May 15th. It's just a free masterclass where I'm going to teach you these three brain soul hacks that Norma calls her beauty routine. So they take less than like 5 minutes to do, and they will help you clear old energy, stay positive on your personal growth path, and up-level your life. So join us for that. We'll post the link here below and share this with a friend. Again, I love you all so much. And remember, follow your heart, but take your brain with you.